Uh-oh. All right. So it looks like Lynn is having some computer problems, and she has to reboot. So she'll be on momentarily. So I just want to let you know that you're in the right place. You are here for the monthly vital health topic call. If you're on the telephone, please do a *2 to let me know that you can hear me. Good. Great. Thank you. And Lynn will be on in a moment, and the topic of this is sweetness, and it's really about bringing sweetness back into your life and about the importance of self-nurturing and self-care. And this is the love month, right? Yeah. February is all about love and Valentine's Day, and the typical way that people celebrate it is unfortunately not the best approach for their health. Mainly because, yes, the box of chocolates, the See's chocolates and the Godiva chocolates. And, it's just, like another excuse for indulgence, you know, for indulging our vices and our addictions. And we all have them. No, not everybody. Some people have never been afflicted by having those food addictions and chocolate addictions and all that. But we use it as an opportunity. Like, oh, we're going to express love to somebody by giving them something sweet to eat. And that's not necessarily the best way to do it. So Lynn's going to talk about that self-care and that self-love. And what I want to always say to people is that, you know, when you want to give people gifts of love, give them gifts of service. And there's a lot of other ways to do that. And I'm just kind of making up things as I go along to keep you guys interested while we wait for Lynn to come on with her presentation. But the point is that if you give somebody a box of chocolate, it's gone. And all they remember usually how much they enjoyed it, yes. But if they are overweight or have food addiction, what they're going to remember from that is, got me all started again on my food addiction. If we try to substitute that for gifts of food sweetness that are healthier, I think that's a great substitution. I've got plenty of recipes for you. My chocolate bonbons, you get the little molds that are heart-shaped, and you can do that. But what in reality, you know, what I really, really want for everybody is to get away from the emphasis of food as the thing that we use to either express love or suppress pain. And it's very common in our society, and we've been we've done it since we were born practically, right? Oh, go to the potty for mommy, here you go, here's some M&Ms, right? And so we've taught everybody to be rewarded that way, and when Valentine's Day comes along, it's the big hearts, and when Easter comes along, it's the bunnies, and when Christmas comes along, it's all the little Christmas cookies, right? So we're really into the sweet, but we're not necessarily really connecting, and the connection is what's so important. And what Lynn is going to be talking about is all about connection. So I am going to, I'll wait and start a recording. Yeah, and I'll get that repeated. So I'm going to see, she's on her phone responding to Skype. Yeah, her computer. That happened to me yesterday, and I actually was doing a coaching call for my practitioner training, and some of you might have been on that. And what happened was my picture just disappeared, and it froze, and it disappeared. I don't see her. It froze and disappeared, and I was gone, right? It was just gone, and I couldn't do much. Let me see. What did she say? Okay, so Lynn just gave me a link to share. I'm going to see what this is, and I'll put it in the chat. I think she put together some slides of some sort, so let's see. Oh, it's a little two-page document. Aw, sweet. Yeah, so Lynn has a handout for you, so I'm going to go ahead and put that handout in the chat, and then when we post the recording to this, we'll make sure that it's on that page as well. So go to the chat. If you're not already on the chat, go there, and here's a link. And this is some of her self-care things to bring your sweetness back. So download that, and if you have time, print it. It's only 2 pages, and have it handy as she goes through. She's still rebooting. Yeah.
All right. Can you hear me now? Can you hear me?
Okay. So hopefully she'll get on. She can always call in. Give her that. That she can call in. Oh, she's on. Yay. Lynn's on. Where is she? Lynn, hello.
Can you hear me?
I think we're having one of those situations where I can't hear you. So, Beatrice, did you hear Lynn?
Let's see.
So, raise your hand. I'm going to put Beatrice's hand out. Raise your hand if you're hearing Lynn, because I'm not, and I may have to just call in on my telephone. There's been an issue for months with this. Yeah, they hear you. Okay, good. So I'm going to switch to the telephone. Sure. And I'm going to go ahead and start a recording. I'm going to introduce Lynn, and then I'll switch to the telephone. Where am I? Did I get booted out?
No, ooh, I can hear you.
I got booted out. All right, I'm going to switch to the phone. All right. You can hear me?
All right, good.
And then I'm going to introduce you. It looks like I was gone. Oh, there I am. I'm back. Whew. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and start the recording. And I'm going to introduce Lynn. And even though I won't be hearing her, I'm going to then hang up off my headset and call in on my telephone. And then I'll just listen in and I'll put you in Lynn's trusty hand. So let me go ahead and start the recording. Hello, everybody, and welcome to our vital health topic call for the month of February 2018. And as we know, February is the month that we celebrate Valentine's Day, which is a holiday for expressing love and appreciation to those you really care about. Unfortunately, Valentine's Day has been connected with us putting sweetness in other people's lives through buying candy, Seize candy, Godiva chocolates, whatever. And unfortunately, that's not exactly the best way to express love and caring for someone, that because of the addictive nature of the sugar, the negative nature on your hormones and your insulin receptors, your gut. So what Lynn put together is a presentation and a talk about how you can bring sweetness back into your life without having to turn to the sweets. She gave us a little handout for those of you who have just joined. I'll put it back into the chat. I'm not sure if it will be seen if you're not there. But it's a little link, and it's a two-page document that she put together. I suggest that you download it, and if you want to print it and take notes, that would be great. So I am going to turn it over to Lynn. Just a little quick introduction for those who may not know Lynn. Lynn is one of our head coaches in the Dr. Rita Marie INE organization, Institute of Nutritional Endocrinology. She's the liaison to our students in that program, as well as the liaison to our clients in our high-end coaching program, the Energy Recharge Inner Circle, which I know some of you are in. She is a brilliant practitioner. She has a huge heart. She's very much connected with the mind and the body. And she's also almost certified in, she's at the last of her trainings in transpersonal energy healing, which is a modality to help people really get in touch with the energetics of the things that are going on in their body and the emotional connection. So I'm going to turn it over to Lynn, and then I'm going to be in the dark a little bit and not hear her because my mic is broken, but I'm going to switch so that I can hear. I'm going to go in the background and let Lynn take it away. So go ahead, Lynn.
Thank you very much. And I want to tell you, you are never in the background. You have a light that just shines. And that's kind of what this is about, is how we find sweetness within ourselves, and that shines, and that's what a lot of this is about. I also wanted to point out that today, February 13th, 2018, is also Mardi Gras, and Mardi Gras also brings with it a plethora of ways to indulge. We all may be familiar with New Orleans and the parades and other things that go on with it. So we have lots of opportunities for this. February 14th also is the birth date of my oldest son. And so again, you know, that's another holiday or celebration that we have, which we connote with sweet things, birthday cake and ice cream and other treats. And so finding ways that we can bring this sweetness back into our life, just celebrate life. And that's what this opportunity is with Valentine's Day, is an opportunity to celebrate. And so I hope to give you some ideas to look within yourself and in your heart and for things like this. I know many of us struggle with using the food we eat as a substitute for filling a hunger we have in another part of our lives. We need nourishment, and it comes in many forms. We all have real needs for love, friendship, laughter, movement, creativity, purpose, spirituality, meaningful work, relaxation, and beauty. All of these things nourish us, and not just the nourishment we get on a physical level. We must feed our whole beings, or we will end up full of food, but never really satisfied. I don't know if you're aware of or have ever heard of the story of in northern Minnesota, they were feeding deer. They put out hay bales, and so they were feeding these deer, but the deer were starving to death because although their bellies were full, they weren't being nourished, and so they died. I've also heard of stories. There's a short little movie put out many, many, many years ago about a young boy who's probably in middle school that had gotten on the school bus, and on the way to school, he asked the bus driver to drop him off, and he got off the bus and dropped dead. They had absolutely no idea why, and one of the teachers, in investigating, he was one of those people that, you know, you never really heard much from within the school community, and he died from a lonely heart. His family life was not great. He didn't have any friends at school. Nobody noticed him. And this is really important. Not that we should be aware of people around us, but we should also be aware of our own heart and our own needs. And if you feel like you have this need, it's a wonderful thing to fill it. When we're hungry, we fill our bellies. So why don't we do the same thing for our hearts and our souls? When it's hungry for something within it, it's good to take care of that. I know people who eat an extremely, quote-unquote, healthy diet, but they're unhappy, they're anxious, and they're depressed. So clearly, eating well is not the only part of being well. Now, to go along with that, you can be happy when you make those choices to eat well. It's that mindset. It's that heart set. You are choosing you, and choose happiness with the food choices you make. You can eat a whole lot of kale and never get close to the healing effect of a loving embrace, a deep belly laugh, or a sweat-soaked hike in the woods. Those offer us such great, nourishing beauty and fulfillment. So what you really want to do is find the true need. How do we care for our whole selves when we're probably already leading a busy life? And most of that part of our lives, it's focused on making sure others are taken care of. So how can we tell ourselves it's okay to care for us? So my suggestion is we start little by little, weaving true sweetness into our days. We choose to honor all the parts of ourselves with small tokens of acknowledgement. The fantastic thing is, when we start filling up one part of ourselves, so often it naturally spills over and fills other parts of ourselves. They are all connected. So in this handout that I gave you, you know, you will see, and so for example, if you're in Dr. Rita Marie's Sweet Spot program or any of the other programs, you will see a guide there. It's called the Menu Planner. Well, I suggest that we create a menu planner for the other parts of our lives. You can call it the Sweet Stuff Menu, and it's yours. It's your personal one. And on this, you list all the things that make you happy, that help you feel fulfilled and loved and joyful and recharged. You can put on here things you find beautiful and meaningful. And this is a living document. Keep this list growing. Just like you might find new recipes to put on your menu planner, do the same thing with this. It's like, oh, you know, today I think I'm going to watch some of those little YouTube videos with babies laughing. Or today I'm going to go out and just walk around for 5 minutes, put my face in the sun. Just keep that list growing. And then keep it posted so you see it every day to remind yourself of these things. I find that in the course of our days, many of us have little snippets of time here and there that we can fill with what I call the true sweet stuff of life. But all too often, we don't think to do it. And I think part of that is because we don't value ourselves. We don't think we're enough. We may not think we're worth it. It may be that maybe you're just bored. Maybe this list of things you've put together, you need to shake it up a little bit. It may be a good wake-up call because you've become disengaged with yourself. And sometimes it's easier to just default into something that's task-oriented. You know, if I do A, I'll get B. Boom, I can check it off. But that isn't truly connecting with yourself. So it's a good thing to look at the things you choose to do in your life and see if they truly reflect who you are. In Dr. Rita Marie's Inspired Health Vision System, that's a great exercise to go through. And even if you've done it before, do it again. Just like you might do some of the assessments every 3 or 6 months, do this over again. The last time I did her values, I found that they changed. And so it's just as important for your health to go through and redo that again. You know, I'm going to reflect back on this again. How many times have you reached up for something to eat because you were bored? So next time, don't, you know, look at why. Why am I doing this? What's going on? This is such a great and honorable opportunity to connect with who you are and bring you to the world, because this is what the world needs. They need you in all your shining, beautiful, sweet glory. So if you have this list open, I'm just going to go over this real quickly then we'll go back and discuss it. This is just a springboard. This is just some ideas I put together. Give someone a big, long bear hug. Of course, you should probably ask them if it's okay. You can be the one you give a bear hug to. Just wrap yourself up and love yourself. Love that other person. Open your heart up. Just feel that shining, glorious love going between the two of you, and make it long. It takes at least 20, 25 seconds with a heart-to-heart connection for it to truly be felt. So many times we'll give somebody a hug and it's just a quick hug. No, let's make this a connection. Make some cauliflower popcorn and watch a favorite movie. Again, on Dr. Rita Marie's blog post, there's a link in there for, there's a blog post on cauliflower popcorn. And again, how that shows value in your life. If you don't have any, go to the store and buy finger paints and just play in it. It's great fun. You can even go online and find the ingredients and make them yourself. Just have some fun with it. If you have a partner, it's okay to linger on that kiss. You know, we talked about lingering on the hug. It's okay to linger on your kiss. Again, it's about that connection. Get a massage. Or just even get yourself, a shoulder rub. Connect with yourself. Touch yourself. I know that probably sounds a little odd, but you get the idea. Take a really long, warm bath. Put some Epsom salts in there. Maybe some lavender or other essential oil that speaks to you. Have some candles around there and just put some good music on that appeals to you at that moment and just relax. And as you're relaxing, feel your body. Feel your body melting and opening up everywhere from the tips of your toes, up your ankles, your calves, your thighs, your abdomen, all the way up. Just put yourself deep in there and just feel your body. If it's warm enough in your area right now, open the window and let in the fresh air. Right now, it's beautiful, sunshiny weather here. Of course, it's only 10 degrees, so I'm not going to be opening my window right now. But during the spring and summer and fall time, I have my windows open, and it will help you sleep better as well. It's also nice to have one of those little desk fans. And even if it's cool out, having it rotate, it's really good for the circulation and getting oxygen into your body. Get involved in your community. We sit behind these computers way too much. Put it down, unplug, go outside, find out who your neighbor is, go to the library, or go someplace where you're going to be with your community. Now, it is okay also if you have an online group. We have our Facebook groups. It's a great place to connect with people. And again, connect with yourself and these communities to find what is meaningful to you. And it'll tell you, this could change as well. You may have been really interested 10, 20 years ago in gardening, or maybe you had children or something, and it's going to be different now. So connect with yourself and find out, what do you right now find meaningful? Write a letter by hand to a friend or a family member or somebody you hold dear. There's a really strong connection between the movement of handwriting and your brain. It opens up all those synapses and you start really thinking and connecting with yourself again. And, your heart goes onto that paper. When you open up a card, it's almost like you can feel them. And so, again, write that letter by hand. Have some fresh flowers in your home. My husband is really well known for getting what we call ditch flowers. He will be driving around, and there's the most beautiful prairie flowers just growing random places. And he'll pick them up, and we usually have a bucket or something in the car. And he just puts them in there and brings them home, and I have big enough vases that I can put them in, or I might replant them. But, you know, having that plant life, they want to share their energy with you as well. I, in fact, tell people, before you start applying herbs or essential oils or anything, have the plant there if it's possible, and just let it share its essence with you. Talking about connection, there's a great connection between the plants and us. We just so often miss it. You can join a class, whether it be kickboxing or yoga, pottery, a book club, and go there with a friend or your partner or somebody. Again, being in community, unplugging, moving, getting out there, really important. I don't have a bathtub right now, so I often will just soak my feet in Epsom salts and warm water. Again, those Epsom salts will, and to your feet, which have so many receptors, they will open up, and it will open your brain up. It helps with your lymph glands and so many other nourishing ways that Epsom salt can be good. I always put a little bit extra so that I can almost grind my feet in them, and it sloughs things off, and it just wakens me up. Brew your favorite cup of tea and just sit near the window, sit outside, whatever your location gives you. Just sit there and sip and stare at the marvelous universe we have in front of us. Again, we're so often glued to these computers that we don't look outside. I'm grateful for this window I have next to me, but I'm even more grateful that I get to go outside and look at it. Get in your comfy clothes and stretch. When you stretch, you're releasing that lactic acid, getting it out. You're getting oxygen into your muscles, and it's waking you up. And it doesn't have to be like a, half hour stretch class or anything. Just stretch. Lift your arms up. Move them out. Point your toes. Stretch your toes. It'll get your calves moving. It'll get it all moving. Schedule some time to meet a friend for a walk in the park or anywhere, just around the block. Again, the movement, the oxygen, but more importantly, that companionship with somebody is immeasurably sweet. Slow down. Take some good, deep breaths. This is really important, especially if you've been under a stressful condition and your brain is going a million miles an hour, your heart's probably racing. Just slow down. Take a few deep breaths. Know that you are always being taken care of. You are always being supported. And this world is here for your highest good. Again, put on some great music, but this time instead of being in your bathtub, put it on in the kitchen or wherever and just dance. Just move around. And just have a good time with it. Again, you're moving. It's really great when you're with family members or friends to just move and shake. I have been known when they have some good music on at the grocery store to boogie a little, and that's when my kids take off because they don't know who that person is. Write in your journal. If you don't have a journal, I encourage you to get one. It doesn't have to be fancy. I usually get mine from the Dollar Tree. But you can also just get a notebook. The important thing is write your feelings down. They are valid. And after you write them, you can look at them again. If I have had a particularly bad day and I've just kind of done what I call emotional vomit, I'm sorry for the graphics, but I just actually rip them out and throw them away. But it's important to get that out. And if it's something you do want to remember, put things on it so you remember. Draw pictures, take pictures on there. Do something that helps uplift you and remember this wonderful moment that had in your life. And I'm ending that list with a really small, simple, but most profound thing to do. Smile at someone. When you lift up the edges of your mouth and smile at somebody, guess what? They most times will smile back at you. They might get confused, but somewhere in there you have touched them, that you smiled. I've given you, you know, I was talking about the journal exercise there. And so if you have a journal, this is something that you might want to try and do just for yourself, you know, to get you started on this journaling process. It's got four steps, and it will help you to evaluate the sweetness level of your life. And this might also help determine why you might be turning to sugar in the first place. So the first thing you do, we're going to be identifying the areas of nourishment in your life. You're going to draw a circle and divide it into pie-shaped slices. I know we're talking sweet things. So we're going to divide this circle into pie-shaped slices. You're going to have a slice with the main areas of your life, such as work or exercise, nutrition, creativity, home, health, cooking, relationships, finances, joy, social life, spirituality. I just gave you some ideas. You can figure it out on your own. You could even take the seven pillars and so make seven slices. But what you're going to do is evaluate their sweetness levels. So what you do there is you mark a dot in each slice to determine how satisfied or sweet things are feeling in that area of your life. The closer you are to the middle, that means you're not very satisfied. The closer to the outer edge, you're feeling pretty sweet. And you can have different colors and, you know, however you want to play with that. So what you're going to do then is determine what's missing. You decide which area you want to focus on. You know, which one has lacking inspiration, passion, meaning, and purpose? Which ones are calling out for a bit more sweetness right now? And then you're only choosing one and you take action. So let's say you have a job you're not very satisfied with and you feel like it's not really you. You know, maybe you're working in an office or a factory or behind a counter at a retail store and you're like, you know, you go home and you dream big dreams of other things. So what's one or two steps you can take to move in that direction? You know, maybe it's creating a vision board of what it is you want to do. Maybe it's going online and taking a class. But choose just one or two things taking you in that direction. If you find that you are in relationships, whether it's friends or family, and they're just draining you, be honest with yourself and then be kindly honest with that person about your feelings. And it's important when you talk to them that you are just saying, this is how I feel. And that validates you. If your, you know, if your finances aren't exactly where you'd like them to be, make a plan to get it back on track. And you can call it your sweetness action plan. I personally went through Dave Ramsey's financial program and, so you can look at something like that or any of the other financial programs that are available and just look at them and choose one area that you would like to improve on. The whole point is that you are claiming power and validation and not letting something else tell you how you should run your life. And so, you know, we have 24 hours in the day, and it's how we fill this up that it proclaims who you are. And the world needs you. Every person in this world needs you. And so these things that I've given you as ideas are for you to choose small things that you can use to build up to big actions. So whether you do something simple like dry skin brushing or using your neti pot or doing yoga, eating good leafy greens or whatever it is that you're choosing, choose you. And so I'll leave it here for now, and I'll open up and see if anybody has any questions. Let's see, I'll go over to the chat and see if anybody has anything to say. I don't see anything there. Hopefully everybody heard me. Okay. Hey, Beatrice. There you go. Hopefully it's
hi, right. Lynn.
How are you?
Fine, thank you. And listen, Lynn, what you're saying is so true. The life they lead right now is so very stressful. As you know, I teach meditation.
Yeah.
And the first thing I tell people is, take care of yourselves. Be patient with yourselves. Be gentle with yourself. You know, don't judge yourself as harshly as you do, because that's what modern life is. And all the ideas that you gave are absolutely fantastic. It would be wonderful if people really seriously considered some of them. They're really good, Lynn.
Yeah, thank you.
You gave me ideas
that
I thought of that I am certainly going to start implementing, because I'm one of those people that runs around like crazy because I do have too much to do. And I know I'm not the only one. I know there are people that are much more stressed out than I am. And I see them all the time in my classes. So thank you. Thank you for everything that you gave us. And thank you for putting it in the handout, because I have no excuse like, oh, I don't remember what she said. It was really good. Which is a really
happy
news for all of us.
Yep. That is exactly. You got my motive.
It is
but
important.
But I really appreciate that. Yeah.
It is important that we do things for ourselves. We never give ourselves a chance to do anything. And I'm not talking just about women. Men do the same thing. Somehow, this time and age, we're expected to do everything for everyone, always and immediately. And life isn't like that. It really shouldn't be. I don't know why we've allowed it to happen. But we have. So let's try to move it back a little bit.
Exactly. And by moving back, you're actually moving forward.
Of course.
You know, when you look at runners, they put a foot back, and then when they push, it gives them that much more propulsion. And that's what these are. These are ideas that can give you some propulsion towards yourself. And, you know, what you said is so important. For some reason, the idea that that we're okay, it's like somebody's pushing us down, and it's like there's some strange mystical force that's there not letting us stand up and speak and be empowered with that. And that's what I'm hoping this all does, is empower you to be recognized, to validate yourself, to know that you're okay.
That's right. That's right. That's very important. Exactly the way you are at this moment, you're okay.
Yes.
That's exactly right. And if you want to add something to what you are, you cannot do it unless you said sit down and look out the window. Yes, sit down for a while. Listen to what your body is telling you, not your mind, your body.
Mm-hmm.
And then
stop,
you know,
thinking.
That's right. That's right. But unless you do that, unless you listen to what you want, not to everything that's going on around you. We
mm-hmm.
all are sit down listening to what's going on and what everyone is saying and what everyone wants and what everyone needs and what you have to do, and that's overwhelming. Just
yeah.
sit down and take a deep breath sometimes, you know, and listen to what the body says. The other day, I did something really very selfish. It's been very busy, but no more than anyone else, and I had breakfast, and my husband was out teaching, and I said, I think I'm going to go back to bed. And for 3 hours, I let house. For dinner, I said, when he said, what are we having for dinner? I said, you know, what is your favorite takeout? Because this morning, left for 3 hours, I literally, my two cats curled up to me. It was raining here in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
It was wonderful. And I don't think I had done that in about 10 years. You know, everything just sort of fell into place, and afterwards, and if it didn't, I really didn't care, you
right.
know, and
perfect.
We have to get back to that for our own sanity and for our children's sanity or grandchildren's or friends or parents or whatever it is. We need to be at a certain point, the calm ones in this storm that we're living right now.
Yeah, and the examples, because if we don't, like you did, you slowed down and you went, you know what, I need a really long nap.
That's right.
And when you do that, that gives somebody else the permission to
That's
do
right.
something like that.
That's right. That's right. So
Dr. Rita Marie talks all the time about sleeptation.
Yes.
It's okay to do that.
It is okay. The thing is, what you just said right now is very important. It's okay to do things, whatever it is that you want to do. Sit down and write, maybe read, maybe play with your animals, maybe just sit there. And I grew up with my mother saying, don't just sit there, do something.
Mm-hmm.
Now the idea is to just sit there and do nothing. What I tell my meditation students, that we are human beings, not human doings.
Yes.
We do not have
Love
to
that.
Do something all
Love
the time.
That. I want to weigh in. Can you guys hear me?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I just love what you said earlier, Beatrice, about that we go ahead and we're doing all this stuff, giving, and not taking that time. And then we wonder why at the end of the day we open the refrigerator and look for something sweet, because we haven't
That's right.
put the sweetness in our life. And now we need something, so we go for chocolate.
But Dr. Rita Marie, let me tell you something. Let me interrupt here. Because the first time I really took care of myself, really consciously, with awareness, with the decision to do it, was when I went to the first Before Be Gone with you.
Mm.
For me, it was such an important program because I was pre-diabetic and I was fighting. I was literally fighting for my health.
Yeah.
I was not in any serious condition, but coming from a family of diabetics, for me, it was very serious. And I don't know if I mentioned this to you afterwards. I think I did. I told my husband, we had just moved, and I said, what I have done about fixing up the house right now is going to be it for the next 3 months. I'm not going to do anything except follow this program to the letter because this is important for me. He said, fine.
Yeah.
He said, fine. So I was lucky to have that support system.
Yeah.
I was very lucky.
Yes. And you are special in that you made yourself a priority.
I did.
Yes.
Okay? Really did. Right.
There are people who sign up for a program and then they think the work ended there. They made the investment. The program should work for them, regardless of how well they work it. You worked.
No, you have to put 100%.
You worked it, 100%. You trusted it. You didn't say, well, you know, she said I shouldn't have this, but I'm going to have it occasionally, and that should be okay.
Oh, no, that doesn't work.
It doesn't really work.
No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't. And you just be conscious and be aware and stop judging yourselves and be gentle with yourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all about you at this moment, and that's okay.
Right.
Because when you come out at the other end, and it doesn't matter if it's half an hour, like Glenn says, or a long program, the thing is you give yourself permission to do what you want to do.
Yeah. Yeah.
You give yourself permission. When I want to sleep for 3 hours, I literally say I give myself permission to just fall asleep as long as the body needs it.
Exactly.
And so you do that with food. You give yourself permission to eat the right food. It might be weird for you, maybe. It might be different. It might be difficult. But you said you were going to do it. So give yourself permission to do it, no matter how long it takes. So, Lynn, the things you gave us today in that handout, give ourselves permission to do it no matter how long it takes. And I'll tell you something. If your kids need to eat peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, not good, Rita Mary, I know that, not good. But it won't hurt them once. We eat something else. But what I'm saying is the world is not going to fall down if we don't have perfect meals for everyone all the time or perfect house or perfect anything. We're
right.
Human beings, not human doings. So let's just be for a while.
Yeah. I love
and
the
connect
being
with that
and
part
being
of
connected
yourself.
To you.
Yeah.
Pardon? I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
I said I love the being, not doing.
Yes.
And just being with yourself and allowing. And
that's
being able, the being part really means to tune in and say, huh, why right now in this moment do I want to choose to do something self-destructive? Because that's what you're doing when you're reaching for stuff you already know is not good for you.
But you know, Dr. Rita Marie,
when you're not, you know what I mean? Why do I choose right now? And like, I just need to relax. I just need to feel supported.
That's right.
Right.
That's right.
What else can I do?
Dr. Rita Marie, we never think it's self-destructive. We just think, ooh, chocolate.
Right. That's what I'm saying. If we can start to shift the perspective.
Yes.
And
we have to get into that.
I'm thinking about eating that croissant. I know what that's going to do to my blood sugar. I know what it's going to do to my gut microbiome. I know what it's going to do to my brain chemistry. I know that I'm going to regret it afterwards. But I want to do it. Why? And then you make a conscious choice to do it or not do it. But what happens is we're all walking around in a cloud and we're not conscious. And we just make choices based on what choices we've made throughout our life. And we reach for something. And I found myself doing it too. I was really stressed out the other day with a deadline and trying to get it done and getting interrupted. And I found myself thinking about, I'm just going to go have a bowl of almond butter with cacao nibs in it and some stevia. Is that a bad thing? Is that a bad treat? No. It's
no.
Not going to hurt anything. But it was under the situation. I had just eaten. I didn't need food. But it was I need comfort right now. But then I thought, well, how else can I comfort myself right now? I've got to get this work done. I've got to stay up and get it done. I'm just going to allow myself to get that comfort.
That's it.
And then go. Because there was nobody I could call. It was 11 o'clock at night. You know what I mean? It wasn't like I could go, oh, I'm just going to, like, that happened to me in the middle of the day, and I went downstairs to my husband, and I said, can you just give me a hug and hold me for a long time?
That's it.
And
That's
I did, and then I said, great, thank you, I'm going back up to finish what I have to do.
And Lynn gave us wonderful ideas, because really, when we need something, we immediately imagine something big, because that's the way we are. This life is big. I mean, with the Internet, everything is possible. It's big. But we need something small. And I love that, Lynn. And I tell you, I'm going to use some of your ideas in my meditation classes. Because something small, something little, like Dr. Rita Marie said, a hug, sitting down for a while, those things make all the difference in the world. They really do. And writing is not good for me because I love to write. And if I sit down to write, I'll spend hours writing. So we have to choose what we want. And just,
if you can schedule that time.
Yes, I can.
When
it's been rainy lately, and I say, oh, this is a wonderful rainy afternoon. and I can sit down and just write. Not that it's good and not that it's going to be published and not that it means anything. It's just something that I enjoy doing. And that's all there is to it.
It means something to you.
I enjoy writing the meditations. I sit down and I get up hours later. I have now put a timer in my office because I shouldn't sit down for hours. But I walk around and then I come back. And so the thing is just, yes, soak in your feet. Why didn't I ever think about that? That's really good.
That's a good one.
That's a very good one.
Yeah.
So it is about choosing something, giving ourselves permission to do it, and it makes all the difference in the world. Lynn, you're a genius. Dr. Rita Marie, you know that you're a miracle worker. And the thing is that listening to both of you, I'm the one who gets the product of all those wonderful ideas that you're giving us. And just that, so I because of your, the wisdom of both of you, I can make my life better. And boy, am I thankful because of that.
I'm thankful. I'm thankful for you because our lives, our programs, our calls are better because you're there.
And I second that for Lynn. And you are such an inspiration for so many people. And I've used you as an example so many times, and you've come on calls and motivated and inspired people. And we really do appreciate you.
Dr. Rita Marie, thank you. But the truth is, it's easy to work with a miracle worker. It is. That's all there is to it. It's really easy. When I heard you the first time, I heard you in an interview with someone else, and I just said, this female knows what she's talking about. And that was it. And I love what Lynn does also, because she brings in all the spirituality to it.
Right.
And so it's a balance for me. Scientific on one side, which I used to talk to my two sons, who are both scientists. And then things like you're saying today, Lynn, which are very important and you don't have to think about and you don't have to prove. Although I read something today in the newspaper that I said, I'm not computer savvy, but I said I have got to put this up, something about the thyroid, and it's research has been done, and it says that probiotics and vitamin 5, I think, has been very good for the thyroid, for thyroid hormones. Biotin and probiotics increase thyroid hormone. And at least I can understand some of it. I don't know if it's true or not, because there's Dr. Rita Marie, and I can ask her about it in the next question and answer and vital. I have it here. But Lynn is talking about you don't need a scientist to tell you to do it. You just have to give yourself permission to take time off because we need it and tell the people around us who really are not depending, who really are not demanding, but depend on us to do certain things. It's okay if you say, you know, I didn't do it today because I sat down to look at the grass growing. I sat
Which
down.
Is more important.
The rain was beautiful. Or
yeah,
I had so much fun watching the cats play that I didn't do anything else. And
now,
that
here's
is
the thing, though, with that. If you've made a commitment, and that, like, I cannot say, I'm not going to get those slides done.
No, of course.
Jason, tonight, there's 40,000 people signed up. I am doing it, right? So I stopped. I took my almond butter and whatever it was last night to keep me going for the next 3 hours. I have been committed to sleep. You guys should know. Been committed to sleep and getting 7 to 8 hours every night since, I don't know, beginning of January, sometime in January. And the last two nights I've had to go over that, and it felt really bad. Like, oh, no, I can't. Not that I felt bad in my body. I felt fine, but that I felt like I was not keeping my commitment. But I had to. I had to choose between two commitments. You have a sick kid that wakes up in the middle of the night, and you're committed to getting 8 hours of sleep. You don't go to your kid and say, sorry, I can't take care of you.
That's different. That's not what I'm talking about. When I have to have a meditation, and I record a meditation once a week, so if it's recorded and it's going to stay there forever, it better be really good. because people are counting that. So just like you record your programs and everything, you have to work up to it. But if it's not something like that, then give yourself a break, because you cannot just go and go and go. I see when you go out running, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
It you need it. And thank God you have it, because if not, it wouldn't be good for all of us.
Right.
Right.
Exactly.
Right. And that's the things that I will make a point of. I've got it now. The weather is miserable the last few days. It hasn't been tempting me to go out. I've been able to focus. But I'm like, it's going to be 70 degrees on Thursday. You better believe I'm going to be out there taking care of myself by running. And that's the stuff we have to all make decisions. And there's always going to be times when there's trade-offs and you have to say, look, but I'll get to it later. Right? Like Lynn always says, you put it in your calendar. And then if you have to move it, you move it. But you can't delete it.
That's right.
Right.
That's right.
Yeah.
I'm reading this book. It's actually a quick read. It's called The Crossroads of Should and Must. And, you know, the idea that we have two paths in life. We have what we should do and what we must do.
Yeah.
And there's a difference.
Yeah.
You know, should is like, you know, what you were talking about, Beatrice, it's like, oh, I should do the, well, and you were too, Dr. Rita Marie, you know, I should get my slides done and I should eat this way and I should go running or whatever. But what we want, and this is where the passion is, I must, because it just, it's like breath in your body. I have to do this because it's my passion. It's me. And it's like you can't live if you're not doing it. And so that almost feeds us more than, you know, well, I should get 7 to 8 hours of sleep, but I must, because I have this passion, finish these slides because I must do this, because I have this passion to get this information out to people.
Yes.
And that to me is the real thing. There's this quote in this book too. I really enjoy it. It says, if you believe that you have something special inside of you and you feel it's about time you gave it a shot, honor that calling in some small way today.
That's it. Yes. Yes. Very important.
Mm-hmm. If you feel a knot in your stomach because you can see the enormous distance between your dreams and your daily reality, do one thing to tighten your grip on what you want today. If you've been peering down the road to must, but can't quite make the choice, dig a little deeper and find out what's stopping you today. Because there is a recurring choice in life, and it occurs at the intersection of two roads. We arrive at this place again and again. The intersection of should and must.
That's awesome.
And it's today. The emphasis is today. Like you were saying, you know, put it on your calendar. You are important. You have special gifts within you, and we need it. If you keep saying tomorrow or next, it won't, unless you put it in your calendar and make you a priority.
It's beautiful. It is beautiful.
It's a great book. I highly recommend it. The Crossroads of Should and
I cannot hear on my phone anymore, so I'm going to go online, okay? Dr. Rita Marie, thank you. Lynn,
thank you.
I took up so much of your time. So I'll hang up now and online.
Yeah, it was wonderful. Thank you. And thank you, Lynn, for an amazing talk. I really, really appreciate and putting that little thing together so people walk away with some things they can do. I don't see anything, any other questions on the chat other than Paul is saying it was great information. And so thank you everybody for being here and for really taking this information to heart, because I spend a lot of time in, like Beatrice said, the scientific, the geeky stuff. I love that stuff. But I also know that you cannot get your health back unless you address those inner voices and those inner needs and who you are and really shine with that. Because if you're locked up inside, it's going to affect your biochemistry. It all comes down to it does affect the actual physiologic manifestation in the body, whether it's thoughts that affect it and change it, and Lynn gave some excellent examples of how that works, and or it's just the lack of care that tumult inside of you causes. And I think that it's so, so very important that everything starts with love. I know people who have emotional eating programs or weight loss programs, that's what they focus on first, is that self-love. So if you're struggling with certain health challenges and you feel like you're doing most of the right things, none of us do all of the right things all of the time, but if you feel like you're doing most of the right things, I encourage you to take the words that Lynn shared today to heart and really look inside at how can you deepen your relationship with yourself. How can you deepen that self-love so that you are nourishing and taking care of you? And then the rest follows. So, Lynn, if there's anything else you want to add as a final closing, I'd love to hear it. And then we will just say goodbye for today. And I wish everybody a happy Valentine's Day and have that relationship with you first.
I think you've done an excellent job of summarizing this. And I thank you for holding space for us, because if it wasn't for you, this message wouldn't be getting out. And I think it's because of this awareness you have that you start pretty much every program before we get into all those action steps of food and exercise or whatever. You start pretty much every program with why.
Yep.
Why are you here? That's really the big important question. So as you celebrate Valentine's Day or Mardi Gras or any other celebrations that you have coming up, connect with yourself, take that space of time and say, why is this important? Why am I important? And know that you are.
Yes. Thank you. So well said. So thank you, everybody, for being here. Thank you, Lynn, for your big heart and your amazing genius around helping people to connect. Have a wonderful Valentine's Day and the rest of the week, and we will talk again soon. We have another call coming up soon. I'll turn this to interactive so we can all say big goodbyes on the count of three. Just give everybody, or even just sharing a special word, whatever you want to do. So thank you, everybody. You're all open. Bye-bye now.
Bye. Thank you.
Thank you.
You are welcome.